Welcome to my first Literatica recording. You have caught me in the middle of giving myself some very exquisite pleasure, but the context of this pleasure is worth sharing. I'm making this recording for a very specific man who knows exactly who he is, but what he won't know until he hears it is that I've recorded this for him, but he's never going to hear it until I've put it online and let other people hear it publicly first on Literatica. So welcome. Thanks for joining us. And I hope this is as much fun for you as it is for him and for me. By the time I started recording, I'd already been rubbing my pussy for a while now. I probably should back up and tell you how it all got started. The man I'm making this recording for is someone I've never met in person. That's probably a longer story for another time. But basically, we started talking. We found each other online about 2.5 years ago. And we started instant messaging and emailing and eventually talking on the telephone. And he became my lover for all practical purposes. He is my lover. But he lives about a 2-hour drive from me, and we've never made that drive in person. I'll get into the details of that perhaps another time, but for today I'll tell you I am split precisely down the middle over whether I ever want to meet him or not. There's of course one half of my brain that says if I can gain this much pleasure and have this much satisfaction with a lover I've never even seen in person, then obviously I'd be a fool to not take it to the next level and let him satisfy me and let me love on that body of his the way that I can do in person. On the other hand, there is an equally viable conviction, I suppose, that the absolute unquestionable connection and pleasure is so off the charts that I don't want to rock the boat and mess up a good thing. And so I never want to take it any further because I don't want to risk losing what's so amazing. I mean, you know, what if the chemistry in person is just not quite up to par? Then we've got all these hours of shared pleasure and then nothing. So we have actually discussed meeting, naturally. It started out that way. He was actually looking for either another couple or a woman to bring to bed with his girlfriend. And so eventually the chemistry and the awareness that, oh yes, really hot things could happen here, had finally been discovered. And life situations and circumstances conspired on either side of the telephone so that he was either, or he or they were not in a position to meet up with anyone, or I wasn't. And so we took a nice long break for a while. And about 3 months ago, we reconnected. And once again, he has become my lover. And it's a little Pavlovian. What's so interesting is that if I haven't spoken with you in, well, just like this time, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. It's completely irrelevant. I was having we won't call it a bad day, but we could call it a substandard day. And the second I got that little ding on my phone that told me I had an instant message from you, my pussy started throbbing. My nipples got rock hard. Yeah, I know it's kind of cliche, but they're like little pebbles. My nipples are actually, should I tell the people listening? My tits are kind of small and my nipples are quite prominent. They're very, very fine and they're very responsive. And so even just now, starting to talk about my nipples again and kind of rub my hand over my belly and back up over my tits. My nipples are so, so hard. I wish right now that you were just taking one of them in your teeth. Not too hard, but pretty intensely. Yeah. You know, if you were here, or if I were with you today, I'm pretty sure what I'd be doing is encouraging you to be the dominant one. And I know that's kind of interesting in light of the fact that you've got a very confident, assertive personality, and yet you're not really dominant, are you? You like, it seems to me, the idea of being dominated. However, today, I'm imagining as I lie here with my knees spread wide and my pussy just glistening, totally dripping all over the place, just that way that I have nothing to do with. It's just a blessing of nature. Aren't I lucky? If you were here, I'm just imagining that you would have my hands pinned above my head, maybe together. Maybe you would take both my hands in yours and kind of cross them above my head. But either way that you do it, I know that you're holding me down. And I'm lifting my knees, lifting my heels wider. So now my pussy is just completely wide open to you. Do you want to hear what it sounds like today? I think you've listened long enough. I think you deserve to know. This is what you do to me. You make my pussy so wet. So you said hello and I got that little message and my pussy got wet, and the whole time we were teasing each other and you were letting me know that you'd finally listened to that recording that you apparently thought was so fucking hot, even though it took you weeks and weeks and weeks to listen to it, to make time for it, or even to remember I'd sent it. While you were telling me that and letting me know that you'd gotten off the last 3 days by listening to my voice, I was squirming in my seat. And if you'd been able to stay longer, I would have already touched my pussy. But instead, I was a good girl. I waited and we chatted a while. And then you told me you had to hang up and we would reconnect tomorrow. We finally were going to be able to have a longer talk. But the second we stopped our instant messaging and you signed off, I dropped my pants and I dropped my panties and I took off my shirt and I lay down on this bed and I spread my legs immediately. I'm rubbing my fingers right now kind of hard over my clit, stroking up and down in my slit and that wet, wet pussy that you started, mister. Oh God, it's just dripping. Sometimes I wonder if you have any idea what kind of effect you have on me. How instantaneously my body reacts when it knows that you're on the horizon, whether we're talking or writing or if I'm just thinking about you. Damn. Oh my God. I just slid my fingers down inside my cunt a little deeper and deeper. And oh, it's like more juice is coming and I'm just pulling it up, stroking it over my clit. Oh, nice big swirls. I'm kind of pressing my ass into the bed and arching my back in this really interesting way that just sort of offers me to you. My knees are spreading wider and wider, kind of until it hurts, actually. But there's that really good pain. So pain isn't always a negative, is it? So I'm spreading my legs wider and wider, and I'm pressing my fingers into my cunt, and I'm imagining if you were here to do it for me, I would have some requests for you if you were here. You spread my pussy lips wider, and you lean down here right now, baby, and you slide your tongue over this throbbing clit, and then you go deeper. You dip yourself inside me, and you lap up some of this juice. Oh, do you want to hear more, baby? You can hear probably what it would be like if you were lapping it right now. So instead, I've got to spread my lips myself. I've taken my left hand and I've hooked it inside my pussy lips and I'm spreading it so far back to expose myself. My other fingers, I'm not even using a toy. Oh, I've got two fingers swirling around my clit and every little now and then they just dip down inside my pussy. you were here today. You might slide some fingers inside me and hook them into me. Kind of sliding your fingertips along my G-spot. You would fuck into me while you licked my clit. Yeah. Oh, my heels are pressed into the bed. I'm pulling myself up and up. Still rocking myself as if you were licking me. Oh, my God. I want you to eat my pussy right now. Big wide strokes of your tongue, slow wide strokes. Now make it a little harder and pointier and lap me. Let me faster. I want faster strokes with your tongue, baby. You take that beautiful oral fixation of yours and you suck this cunt, baby. Suck on my clit and slide your tongue down inside my hole. Kind of explore my entire pussy. Take the pleasure that I'm feeling and telling you about right now. Magnify it. Make it better.
Aww. You hear it, baby? This is what you do to me.
I want you to hear me come. Oh, so probably somebody is jacking off right now, listening to me tell you how much I want you. Ooh, maybe another woman is sliding her fingers inside her pussy while she listens to me describe exactly what I want. And you know she wants it too. Maybe a couple is playing together right now. Maybe he's eating her pussy the way I want you to be eating mine. And he's listening to my voice, and it's just making his cock harder, and it's making her pussy wetter. Oh, baby. Don't you want to hear me come? Yeah. I was going to prolong it. I was going to stretch it out longer. Oh, I was going to let you hear just how fucking hot you make me. Maybe you've already figured it out. Yeah, I may have to fuck myself with this toy right here to make it feel like it would feel if you were here with me. Would you like that? Oh, let me just take this dildo. It's nice and fat. Oh, baby, I just slid it into my cunt, and I'm sliding it in and out, and these fingers are still working my clit. Ooh, I'm speeding it up, and I'm fucking myself harder. Yeah. Baby, yeah. Yeah. What if it weren't a dildo? What if it were your cock ramming into me right now? Oh, yes, Every time I think I can't possibly bear any more pleasure, I just take these two fingers and I slide them really slowly and deliberately over my clit, just like that. And you see, you hear how sensitive it is. You hear how hard I came, and therefore how rhythmically my clit is throbbing. And it's so, so fucking sensitive. But I want to tease myself. I don't want to let it stop there. These waves, they're still coming. And I'm going to do it, even though it's going to be too excruciating. I'm going to move my fingers on my clit again. It's almost too much. You know, I think I like this recording myself for Literatica. I think I'm going to have to make a habit of it. I'm looking forward to seeing if anyone responds, if anyone's enjoyed my pleasure at your expense, baby. I'm looking forward to seeing if you enjoyed knowing that I came in front of other people before I let you know that I made this recording for you. Oh, if you could see how hard my nipples are right now. I have to stop. I don't want to. But you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop because I want to save some for later. Yeah. Because I'm going to have more. But maybe this is just the perfect start.